Welcome back to Real Ag Radio. It's now time for our weekly Rocky Talk segment, which is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Equipment. Dependability is what we do. And for more information on Rocky Mountain Equipment, you can go to rockymtn.com. Joining me right now is Joel Hain. He is the Divisional Service Manager with Rocky Mountain Equipment. Joel, how's it going?
Good. Yourself, Sean?
I'm doing very, very well. Okay. So, it's winter time. And when we're operating our machine in colder weather, like we do experience in Western Canada, just think back to last year, how cold it was. What are some of the things that we got to keep in mind? And there's got to be some tips, some tricks of the trade to make sure you're taking care of that machine when you're operating it in cold weather environments.
You betcha. A couple things that we got to remember now with the introduction of Tier 4 engines is warm-up time. Our systems allow a certain amount of time for warm-up on these machines before the emission system tries to fire. So one thing that you've typically seen in the past, you know, 10, 15 years ago, your dad would draw it out to your tractor, fire it up, and let it idle for half an hour by the fuel tanks before he'd go use the machine. With Tier 4B, that's not the best practice anymore. You know, we want to fire it up, you know, let it idle for 5 minutes, and then you need to put the machine to work. Now, a couple of reasons behind this. Number one, for the emission system to work properly, we need to get that exhaust temperature up. And number two is you need that cooling system temperature up as well to thaw the DEF in the DEF tank. If the unit's stored outside, it's more critical than not to make sure you get rolling, you know, fire it up, give it 5 minutes to warm up, and then get working with that machine.
Interesting. Counterintuitive. So a past practice that isn't necessarily applicable anymore with some of these newer machines, because I think a lot of people are probably still firing up that diesel, and we all know that, hey, you got to let the diesel warm up and you got to let it run for a while, but that's not the case in this situation.
Yeah, like you want to make sure that, you know, 5 minutes is a good amount of time for that block temperature to stabilize, and it's a good amount of time for the machine to get everything moving, everything flowing. Also, parts of this thing, too, that will help with that shorter warm-up would be changing things to synthetic engine oil and synthetic hydraulic oil. I'm talking more so loader tractors. Getting that you know, that zero rating engine oil and zero rating hydraulic oil, SSL synthetic oil, it allows the machine to move freer. It allows the oil to flow easier to lubricate everything. You know, if you're using a cattle tractor, I highly recommend going to synthetic fluids for winter.
Okay, what about middle of the day though, Joel? Like, so I'm you know, I'm at a feed yard and I got a payloader running all day to load that feed truck. We're gonna maybe shut her down in mid part of the day. Do I leave that loader running or do I shut it off?
No, you shut her down. The other options too, if you let it idle for too long, you're gonna get exhaust temperature drops and the machine is not able, especially with Tier 4 and Tier 3. To burn off that nitrous oxide, right? So the best thing for these things, if you're sitting at a feedlot, you know, if you're going to sit more than 5 minutes, shut the machine off. It will retain the heat for half an hour, 45 minutes, and enough to fire it back up and get going again. With that half an hour, 45 minutes, you know, unless it's extreme cold, minus 30, 35, other options are put like a Wabasco heater in it there to maintain engine temperature, if you need to shut down and keep the cab warm. But other than that, the best thing for these machines is to be running and working.
How about overnight? Plug the machine in, of course.
Absolutely. There's two types of heaters. You have an engine block heater. There's a circulating block heater, which allows coolant to flow through the engine block. There's a basic heater that just heats a certain area in the engine block. And then there's a hydraulic heat maintainer. And that basically is a plug-in that heats your hydraulic oil. It's very important to know with a hydraulic heat maintainer is the oil has to be warm when you plug it in. Because if you plug it in cold, it will not heat the oil. It just maintains the temperature.
Any sort of guards you should put to limit the amount of cold air that's going into the machine, or does that matter?
Your system usually is able to compensate it for the cold weather. The machines have an intake temperature sensor now, and it also varies the fan speed to reduce the amount of airflow coming through the machine. If you have a significant problem with the heating, you could block off a portion of the hydraulic cooler, but never ever fully block off the front of your machine. It needs air to cool the engine, because the first day it gets warm and you're not paying attention, you could cause damage to it.
Well, the one thing we know for sure, Joel, when we're operating a machine in cold weather, whether it's running the loader to push snow in the morning, or it's driving the tractor that's pulling running the loader for the bedding operation in a feed yard, being inside the unit running it is way better than the person that's outside the unit. That's what we know for sure.
So that's exactly. So let's keep them warm and running.
For sure. Hey, Joel, thanks a lot for joining us here on Rocky Talk.
You bet. Anytime, Sean.
That is Joel Hain. He's the Divisional Service Manager with Rocky Mountain Equipment. If you want more information on Rocky Mountain Equipment, go to rockymtn.com. We'll be right back on Real Ag Radio right after this.